Welcome everyone to another edition of the Dress of a Watch podcast.
Hey everyone, thanks for joining today. We have one more watch talk for this year, and we have our guest is The Watch Firm, another dealer from Austria, and today we're going to have the session in English. So I promised you all, the people who are speaking English, now join in. And they're here already, so perfect, so we can jump right in. Awesome. Hi.
Hi. How are you doing?
Very good, very good. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks.
Perfect. I'm just going to adjust so you can see me a bit better. Perfect. Awesome. Thank you very much for participating today.
Thank you for inviting us.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome. So I think we can just start. The people will come in and join in, and then they will see what we're talking about. So that's fine.
Mm-hmm. With pleasure.
Very good. So luckily, we have another guest from the watch business. So my first question I always ask, I can ask it today again. So that's good. So I'll just start with the first question. How did you get into watches?
So actually, we are the third generation that is in this business. Actually, not exactly watches, but it was always watches as well. We are coming from a jewelry families. My grandfather, my father, my father-in-law, all our families are jewelers.
Yeah.
And so I just born to this family.
Very good. Very good. That's nice to hear that you're also a family company and you have this passion for the same topic. So that's cool. Do you speak a lot about the jewelry business and the watch business at home?
I'm trying actually at home to keep the business out.
Yeah,
but it's not really successful. Unsuccessfully. Well, actually, when you're coming back home, you bring your work at home because it's not so easy to work between 11 o'clock to 6 o'clock. You're going back home and then you have all the work at home. You have the second shift of the work.
Yeah.
Actually, it's not so easy. But yes, we are trying to do it with love. That's the most
Very
important.
Good. Very good.
We do it with love.
Very good. That's great. That's really great to hear, because I think if you do something with passion and with love, then it's always successful and it's fun. I think that's
Absolutely.
A very, very important
part. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Very, very cool. Then a question I always ask as well at the beginning is, what was your first watch as a child or when growing up?
So I got a present when I was 13 from my grandfather, gold Tissot.
Ah, very nice.
That very was nice. My first watch. I received it. We are Jewish. So when you are becoming 13 years old in the Jewish religion, so you have a bar mitzvah.
Yeah.
I guess you heard about it.
Yeah.
So in the bar mitzvah, I got this nice present from my grandfather. And I have it till today.
Oh, you still have it? That's cool.
Of course.
That's cool. Very cool.
I kept it as something sentimental for myself.
And do you remember the first watch that you bought with your own money?
Arado.
Arado. Okay, cool.
It was a $400 that I paid in Israel when I was living still in Israel.
Yeah.
I was 16 years old. So a father of my very good friend that was a classmate told me that he knew that I'm coming from jewelry's family, so he told me that if I want to buy the watch. So I asked my father, and my father said that, yeah. So I bought the first watch I remember for $400, and I sold it, I think, for $420 or $430. I remember it was very, very small, but I was happy because it was my first deal.
Yeah. So you started at a young age to sell watches as well.
Yeah, actually.
Very cool. Very
Yeah.
cool. Yeah, that's great. I mean, I really enjoy these kinds of talks and to hear the stories about the people and how they got into watches and what the first watch was. So it's very exciting to hear. And it's also very, very cool because everyone has a different story, and still a lot of the watches are similar to start with. So we have a lot of Swatch, we have a lot of Tissot, and that's very, very cool.
Yeah. I saw many dealers that began the business with the very small watches that you would not give some extra attention to the watch because it's a very small brand or very small watch, let's say, specifically by money, I mean small
Yeah,
watch.
yeah.
So the people started with watches like, as you said before, as you mentioned before, the Tissot or the Swatch or the very, very small brands. And they grew up very fast.
Yeah.
They grow up very fast and they grew to become huge dealers today.
Yeah, that's very true. That's very
Yeah.
true.
Yeah.
So what watch are you wearing today?
Oh, I'm wearing my that's my private watch actually. That's a Datejust
Oh, very
2,
nice. Yeah.
41 millimeter with a chocolate dial
Ooh.
and rose gold with steel combined.
Very
It's
nice.
a very beautiful watch, I think, to have with suit because the Jubilee make the watch very elegant.
Yes, totally.
Totally. And I like the combination of the rose gold with the steel. I think it looks
Yeah.
very good.
Yeah.
And yes, I wear Rolex because I sell Rolex. So yes, it's a very good watches actually to wear them every day. They're
Yeah.
very comfortable on your wrist. They are very good also to use them. They need very, I would say that Rolex, one of the best machines. Maybe
Yeah.
not so complication as a watch. Yes, there are much more better complicated watches Rolex, but it's a good machine. I mean, the watch need once in 6, 7 years average a service.
Yeah.
It means that the machine is very loyal to the person who use
Yeah.
it.
Yeah, totally.
And that's what I mean with Rolex, that they're very, very loyal watches to the customers.
Yeah, I do agree. I think it's a bit, I mean, what else is there to say about Rolex than I mean,
So
there's a lot of hype,
Rolex
but it's
became in the last 2, 3 years, I think, something unbelievable, incredible, actually. The prices that they're raising, I make more money sometimes to not sell the watch as to sell the watch. You know, you keep the watch 1 or 2 months and the price is raising and things like that. You know, that's sometimes very funny. But that's the business today. I don't see the other brands are growing so fast and so strong as Rolex, even not Patek Philippe or even not Audemars Piguet, that they're definitely one of the most sought or wanted watches. And even Patek Philippe with the Nautilus, that was super successful model in all the times of Patek Philippe, knew was going up the price, and then before 1 year exactly, when 5980 the Nautilus chronograph was worth 100K of euros, and then something happened, it became 275. And then 5980 Fall Rose Gold was already on 200K and it came down to 220. Something that happened by Patek, but never happened by Rolex. I never saw in all my life that Rolex lost the value.
Yeah.
It was always very, very, very one side graph. It's always like that. It's
yeah.
never going like that. And if you will look the statistics of the watches today, it's doesn't matter even today. It was before that one or two models of Rolex were raising them prices. Today, it's all of them. It's
yeah.
all of them. It's all of them. Okay, let's say that Prince is not so sought or wanted, but the others are definitely, even the gold watches of Rolex, even the steel gold, not only the steel watches,
yeah,
are so wanted and they are so popular right now. They're incredible. I'm sometimes asking myself when I'm selling a watch to the customer, in for example, I sold today for $13,800 a Batman.
Yeah.
And then I ask myself, okay, I miss right now a Batman in my window, so I have
yeah.
to buy right now again. I don't know if I can find another one with the price that I sold. So I don't know if I'm doing the right business.
Yeah,
I don't
that's
know if I'm doing
the
business
hard,
very,
yeah.
very, very correctly.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard. With Rolex, it's super hard. Also for us, the customers are coming to us. They're bargaining with 100 or 200 euros. They're not understanding us as a sellers. It's not because we're not good people or we are not another customer. And we are not happy to make a discount or good price to the people. We just are not able.
Yeah.
The pricing is raising.
Yeah.
I put a price 2 weeks ago for one watch, and you're coming after 2 weeks to buy a watch for me. I didn't raise the price, maybe, but I had to, because it's going very, very high every day. Unbelievable. And what happened, it was the corona. So the COVID-19 period was one of the most surprising in our industry.
Yeah.
So it's like in war, you know, when there is a war. Actually, the COVID is a kind of war, in my opinion, also, right? It's a call, the COVID when it started. So it was, all the world was very panic. So people saw that the price of the currencies lost the value. So what happened? The gold price raised. And with that, the Rolex price raised in 30-40%.
True.
Average.
Yeah. yeah.
So everybody was, I remember I was looking in Instagram when I was in lockdown home that, now the prices of your watches will come down. And I was sure that it will come down, but it was very big surprise also, even for us,
yeah.
that actually the watches raised them price in 30-40%. And I stayed without any watch in the lockdown. I sold them everything with in the Chrono, via Chrono 24, via
yeah.
our website, in the Instagram. When I opened the shop, reopened the shop, I was without any stock anymore, which was
wow.
absolutely surprising.
Yeah. So
yeah.
the people started buying because they thought that the price will increase, of course, over time. Or do you think they were just trying to exchange their money for goods that
retain value?
So
today it's a trend. Today it's a trend with the clients, with the customers. They're actually changing the money with the watches.
Yeah.
It's a very good solution. I'm not to say that they're doing mistake. It's a super good decision. If I was a private person and I don't have much money, even I have just 10K at the side that I kept and I saved with my job. So I have a 10K. What you can do with 10K? You cannot make real estate in Vienna with 10K, right? And even your car, you cannot upgrade your car so much with 10K. So actually, the best way to keep your money and enjoy also your money is to buy some Rolex watch. So what they're doing, they're buying a watch, they're wearing the watch, they're enjoying the watch. And when they want to exchange the watch, they're not only not losing the money, more of the times, I don't want to say always, but most of the times, they're making more money.
Yeah. I see so that too, yeah.
That's why also the business people understood it very fast, because the social medias as well, the Instagram is doing a super job today.
Yeah.
I think that the business, the industry of watches depends today 60-70% of Instagram and Facebook. It's making amazing job there. The people are very, very into the Instagram to know what's going on today, yeah. What is more fashionable or what yeah. is less. These things are very into Instagram, and people are paying attention so much to the Instagram, and we are feeling it as well.
Of course.
We began our job before 2 years in Instagram. We grew so fast, and I cannot say every day, but I'm selling very often by Instagram.
Very good. Very good. Yeah, I like that. It's a good way nowadays to use these platforms, either for connection or for selling as well. I had some other people on the talk as well that they were mentioning these kinds of connections. I think it doesn't necessarily always have to be a digital platform like a shop or something, but also if you can sell something through social media, it's perfect.
It is, definitely. Yeah. It is definitely, absolutely.
So you already said that we can skip one question, because I think that we all noticed that you specialize in Rolex. So
yes, we're specializing actually not only in Rolex, yeah. but actually before we moved to selling Rolex, we were selling all these exotic brands like Frank Mueller Cuistos, Jaeger LeCoultre, Blancpain. All those brands, they're my really, really, really beloved brands, but Vienna is not easy city.
Vienna is full love for Rolex and nothing else.
Unfortunately, yes.
It's true, yeah. It's true.
It's sad, but that's the truth. Yeah. People not really are open mind to get introduced with the new brands or with the new models or with horlogerie. What does yeah. it mean, horlogerie? Yeah. They don't yeah. know what is a horlogerie in Vienna. They are coming to buy a watch because her neighbor bought the Daytona.
Yeah, and exactly. Yeah.
But we're trying to give them the best one.
Yeah, that's true. That's absolutely but true.
Anyway, we would like to buy also any other brands of watches. If someone want to sell a watch that is not a Rolex, it don't has to be afraid from the watch firm.
Yeah.
The watch firm will give the best price also not yeah. for Rolex watches.
Yeah, that's true. That's absolutely true, yeah. So a question we did not go into that deep was, how did the company, the watch firm, develop? So it's not you alone that does the job. You have a couple of people, right?
So we are a team of 5 person, actually.
Yeah.
I don't want to look very, but we did our job from very small. We
yeah.
opened a small office in the second district in Vienna when we arrived to Vienna here. We came from Belgium, actually. And we started our business in 2017, established our company. And then we started with very small office in the second district in Vienna. Slowly, we were looking for a good job in the first district. Then we found the deal.
Yeah.
We took this beautiful shop in the Volzeile.
Very nice, yeah. I've been there, yeah.
Yeah, it's a nice shop, very beautiful one. And slowly by slowly, we developed. It was not so easy. People are not trusting the new neighbors in the neighborhood. They don't know you. Your German is not perfect. And slowly by slowly, people introduced us, and we were very happy that today, I can say very proudly that We are in the industry of Vienna, one of the best. Not
Very good.
because it's my shop, it's because I see what are we doing today.
Yeah, very
I'm
good.
very happy from the developing of us. It was slowly but secure and in good way.
Very good. Congratulations.
Thank you, my friend.
Yeah, you're welcome. So we already talked a little bit about the situation and the year a little bit. And what I would like to know is how did the situation affect you as a shop? We already talked a little bit about it, and you already said what you started doing during the lockdowns and these kinds of things, but maybe you can go a bit deeper.
Well, of course, with pleasure. The problem was in the lockdown that the first lockdown in, I think it was March.
Yeah.
So the first lockdown was very scary to everybody. I
Yeah.
thought that the corona is outside
Yeah.
and want to bite me.
Yeah, it's
So
true.
I was looking at somebody. I said, oh, he can have the corona. I can get it from him. No contact. Don't talk with me. Don't speak with me. So I was very scared. I think like everybody, like
Yeah.
everyone in this world, it was very something very new.
Yeah.
But let's not talk about the corona itself. What happened to our business from this COVID-19? The COVID-19, of course, did good things and also some bad things. The good things that people actually invested more money today in watches, into watches. And they don't keep the money in cash. So what they are doing, they are keeping watches instead of that. And they're waiting for the raising of the value. And meanwhile, as I explained before, they're wearing and enjoying very beautiful watches on their wrist. This is the good thing. So we're selling very good. We are very happy from our sales. We are doing well, I mean, in business. The bad things that the corona done are not related actually to the business, but they're related for the private life of everybody, each of us, let's say. I would really like to have a very small coffee from to sit outside and to have a coffee, and I cannot do that. That's very not comfortable to live the life into the COVID period. But very big hope with the vaccines and vaccines.
Yeah,
So
very true.
hopefully that we are very close to the end.
And what is the learning from your side from this current situation? What do you take away from it for the future?
Three words, invest in Rolex.
Yeah.
It was amazing. I'm just repeating about it because it was really amazing. I never saw something like that. I grew up with this business. I know this business. I'm breeding this business from a very small age. I know what's going on in markets. It was always that it was raising the price. It's because it's not about only to raise the price. The value of the money, meanwhile, in the years are coming down and everything going more expensive. The mouse of the computer costs today more as 3 years before. Everything is coming more expensive. So of course, and very naturally, that the watches will be more expensive. But it was something incredible. Before, I will give you some examples. Before coronavirus start, I was selling, let's say, Batgirl, the Jubilee Batman. We call it Batgirl. Around 13,000, 13,200. Brand new one, unworn, let's say. So today it's 15,500 already in the market. We're talking about 2,000 in 6, 7 months. So Pepsi, it was 14,000, the 15,000, the Pepsi, it's today almost 18. And the Daytona ceramic, what done? It's already a different story. It's when the Daytona ceramic came out to the market in 2016. It was overleased in 1,000 euros. Overleased of it was 10,650, and it was 11,500 between the dealers. I mean, not to private the customer. 12,500 was the private customer price actually. So people actually said, "Wow, it's overpriced. No, I will not buy it." Today it's around 24,000 euros, this watch. Actually, the white gold Daytona and the ceramic steel Daytona are in almost the same price. There is a 2 or 3,000 euros difference between white gold Daytona or steel with Daytona. Don't ask me why.
Yeah,
I have no idea.
It's insane, actually. But
I have the idea. It's about it's about what people are asking to wear. So
yeah,
they
of
want
course.
They
of
don't
course.
Want your gold watches on the race. They prefer the ceramic bezel steel one, and they're happy with to pay with it as a white gold price.
True.
So
Very
that's
true,
what's happening.
Yeah.
The steel and gold Daytona, and this it's cost much less as a steel one.
Yeah.
That's sometimes ridiculous, but that's the reality in the watches industry.
It is, yeah. Another question that we already talked a little bit about is the whole digital commerce, so selling digitally. How do you use different kinds of platforms or Instagram or your own store? How do you use these kinds of things?
Actually, we are redesigning right now our website, but before we were actually selling a lot of via our website.
Yeah.
Of course, we are using the platforms of Chrono24. It's one of the most popular platforms, if not the most popular platform today for secondhand market watches. Instagram, as I said before, I mentioned before, the Instagram was a very important tool in the lockdown and also after it. It was a we tried also the Facebook, we tried also with the Google, whatever, what the internet can offer, we tried to do it.
Yeah.
And, but actually the Chrono 24 is winning.
Yeah. It's a good platform.
I'm not so happy, but okay.
Why not? If you have some wishes, what would you like to see that they change?
The profit between Rolex today, it's very small. People thinking that we are sitting here with the suit and we are making a millions, that it's not incorrect.
Yeah.
We're earning very small margins with Rolex watches. And when the Chrono 24 asking you to pay 2-3% from you, that you are really not happy. You are staying unhappy.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I understand, yeah.
Yeah, so that's why we are very happy again that our watches are sellable now in our shop and the lockdown is done.
Yeah.
Hopefully that it will be the last lockdown in Austria and all over
we
the
hope.
World, not only
we
in
hope,
Austria.
Yeah.
But I don't think so. No. And no.
Probably agree? Not, but yeah, we'll see.
Unfortunately, unfortunately. That's not an easy situation. It's not an easy situation.
No, but I think what helped a lot is getting people together, networking. I saw a lot of people do these talks where they exchange. I saw a lot of people starting to try new things. And I think that's also very, very helpful to keep you as a business going also, to just be flexible in that sense. I know that we all want our lives back, but I think we also need to think about the current situation and have to adapt, I think. Even if it's hard, yeah.
Yeah, it is hard.
Yeah.
It is hard. It's not easy at all.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Yeah.
So we're at the last question. And
Great.
The last question is always for the guests. So
okay.
This is for you, where you can tell us where the people can find you. So maybe
so in the
stage is yours.
We are in the beautiful city of Vienna, in the first district, in the Waldseile, the street of Waldseile, number 30. We are open every day between Monday to Friday, between 11 o'clock till 6 o'clock. Saturday and Sunday we are closed. We are not doing appointments at Saturday or Sunday. Don't ask. And you can also reach us with the Instagram, of course, with our website that is will be ready very soon, I think next week already.
Very nice.
And yeah, sure, also Chrono 24, whatever is it good for you and convenient for you, the customer, to reach us, we will be reachable in any platform.
Perfect.
I think the best way, of course, it's to come and to touch the watch, to see from who you are buying, to see what are you buying actually, and to visit us in the Waldseile. We have very good coffee, very good whiskey, and very good company.
Very, very good. I will definitely come by someday.
Always welcome.
Thank you very much. And it was great talking to you. Thank you again for agreeing to do this. It was a big pleasure.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And I wish you all the best for the future, and hope to see you soon in person and have the coffee or the whiskey. We will see.
Both of them.
Both of them. Okay, perfect. Sounds good.
Always welcome, my friend.
Thank you
so much for this beautiful conversation.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Have a nice evening. Goodbye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.